Good morning, everyone. How's everyone's Thanksgiving? Good? Yeah, I feel like I gained 5 pounds after Thanksgiving. So I hope you have a good Thanksgiving as well. So also, Happy New Year today, everyone. Today we start a new year, new liturgical year today. So as you know that we have 3 circles. Every single year we will rotate. So we have year A, year B, and year C. So this today, like today we start year C. And then you can ask me, but how can we have A, B, C? How the church decide that the years? So year A, we will listen in January the Gospel of Matthew. Year B, we will listen to the Gospel of Mark. And year C, and we will listen to the Gospel mostly, generally, the Gospel of Luke. And then how about the Gospel of John? Gospel of John, we will listen in the Easter. So that we have year A, B, and C. So today we start year C. So my next questions for you is a PhD questions. So who can answer, who is the author of the Gospel today? Luke, yep, which is, yeah. So just make sure you didn't sleep during the Gospel, okay? So Luke today. So for the whole year C, we will listen from the Gospel, mostly, okay? Mostly from the Gospel of Luke. And then on the Easter, we will listen to the Gospel of John. So today, we start Advent, the first week of Advent. So and as you know that Advent, we have 4 weeks, 4 candles back there. So 4 weeks will be 4 themes for the whole Advent. Today, we will, or the whole week, we will talk about watching. The next week, we will talk about preparing. The week after that, the third week, we will talk about rejoicing. And the fourth week of Advent, we will talk about beholding. So today, I invite you all to reflect with me, watching. The theme for the whole week, the first week, is watching. Watching for what? Watching for the coming of Jesus himself. We have to die one day. Do you agree with me? You have to die. We all have to die one day. And Father Anthony, this today's New Year. Why are you talking about death today? And brother and sister, because we have to die, so we need to prepare for those moments. Of course, you can say, hey, Father Anthony, I'm still young. Like, I'm 34. And you may be like younger than me. And then, hey, Father Anthony, I don't want to think about my death. Because it's still early to think about dying. But brother and sister, when the Lord comes, he never gives something like, hey, Hesab, I'll be coming tomorrow. He never, like, and that is a key point for you to prepare. Like, we need to be prepared every day. Of course, the younger you are, the less thinking about our death. But how about this one? If you say Hail Mary every day, we pray for the moment that we're going to die one day. In the end of Hail Marys, we will say, pray for us for the moment of our death. So watching. The week after that, the second week, will be preparing. Brother and sister, how do we prepare for Advent? How about this one? How about a retreat? How about start a new virtue? How about start a new tradition in your family? How about giving the gift cards to someone? How about, I don't know, how about like buying 4 candles and light each candle for each week? Like start something for the Advent. Start something in your family. If you don't have those traditions, how about you can start today? You can create a tradition in your family. How about 30 minutes oration in front of the Eucharist weekly. How about whatever you can think of? How about having meals together and pray together before meals? How about having meals in the restaurants but pray in public in the restaurant for this Advent? How about that? Try something for this Advent. Doing something in your family so that you can try something new. Because new year, new me, maybe new year, new family, or whatever it is, new tradition. But keep doing the new things. Third week, we're going to talk about rejoicing. Rejoicing because the Christmas is coming. The Lord is coming. He will be incarnated into our humanity. Of course, he became man. Three comings of Jesus Christ himself in the history, which is like the point he entered into our history, in a mystery will be at Mass today. And in the victory is the second coming. Again, in the history of human being, he's coming. He came already into our humanity, into our history, but also he's coming today in the mystery during the Eucharist. You will receive the Eucharist. That is a mystery. And he will be coming in the victory for the second coming again. And then the fourth week, we will talk about beholding. Behold the Lamb of God, he's coming. He's incarnate. He's born again into our heart. Brother and sister, that's all I have today for the general theme of Advent today. Do something in your family. Do start something. How about a virtue? I started the virtue of charity yesterday, which is because I had Mass yesterday. So I started, and I'm telling you right now, I started like the virtue of, course, I practice a couple of virtues, but this Advent, I make a promise to God that I will practice and I will focus on the virtue of charity for this Advent. How about you? You can start whatever you want. Charity, hope, faith, patience, love, kindness, or whatever you choose. Maybe I invite you all to do the same. Doing that with me. Father, he doesn't want to do that by himself, so that I want to invite all the people at my parish doing that with me. How about if you can imagine this picture? If everyone at our parish have one virtue for this Advent, how about that? If you think about that a moment, it's so beautiful and it's so God, he will see, yeah, this parish, light up the world, they all practicing virtues for the Advent. How about that? I invite you all today, think about that seriously. Start something in your heart. Okay? So that's all I have. May God bless you all, and then may God give you a blessed Advent.